The idea for his newest exhibit came when he was shooting the photographs for another book he was working on about the homeless.
I did a project about the homeless years ago, and as I did that photography book, I was really shocked at how many homeless people were vets. And in Southern California, at one point, I was told that 80% of the homeless, the male population, were vets. Unbelievable. I mean, just a very, very high statistic. And so the homeless project actually had been pretty effective at raising some awareness about it. And I thought, boy, we should really do something, because here are these people that have put their lives on the line. And, you know, regardless of how you feel about war, these people didn't make that decision, you know, in most cases. And so I just felt like there's something that we ought to do.
Blodgett says that he started photographing vets that he had met, but found that it was difficult to get that consistent look that he wanted.
So we finally said, you know, rather than trying to capture all this by, you know, photographing a World War II vet and a Vietnam vet and a Desert Storm vet, what we would do is take a single person, not a model, but a man, and put him in a uniform from each of the different wars, and to show that, you know, we've had millions of people that have supported and fought for us, for our freedom. And also the idea that war doesn't change. You know, the uniforms change, the war doesn't change. And it's still the same. You know, we're still sending young people off. So there's two messages. It's gratitude for the people who've served our country, and then, you know, war is a costly thing.
The boy and girl he used to document the 11 wars in this exhibit were people he just met along the way.
The man, Rich Barton is his name, is a mail carrier. And I saw him. He's a handsome guy, but he looks like a kind of an every guy, right? And Sienna Miller is the soldier girl. And I met her at a grocery store. And she had done some modeling in her earlier, you know, she's very young, but in her early life, she had done a little bit of modeling. But I didn't want to have people who were professional models. I felt like we wanted this to be a little more real.
Blodgett purchased his first uniform on eBay before he found out that he could rent them from studios in Hollywood. In all, Soldier Boy, Soldier Girl has 22 photographs, and each image has a saying or poem attached to it. When he isn't photographing, he's working his day job as the executive vice president for Xerox. In his free time, he's working on a project documenting migrant farm workers. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.